We'll now move on to Tim Mills. Tim has firsthand experience with predictive monitoring as an element of his recent data center electrical system upgrade. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tom. And I would like to thank Emerson Network Power for having me here today.
Oh, you're most welcome. Tim, can you tell us a little bit about how you're using predictive monitoring systems?
Sure, Tom. But first, I'd like to start with a little bit of information about Cardinal Health and the key business drivers behind the upgrade, and then get into some of the results. Cardinal Health is headquartered in the Midwest, in the northwest corner of Dublin, Ohio. Cardinal Health has more than 58,000 employees worldwide, with annual sales of nearly $75 billion in fiscal year 2005. Cardinal Health is a Forbes Fortune 19 company as of 2005. Cardinal Health has business operations on 6 continents and 27 countries. They develop, manufacture, and package 6,000 doses of pharmaceuticals per second. They also manufacture more than 4 million medical and surgical products in 31 facilities worldwide each day. They deliver more than 2 million pharmaceutical products for 35,000 customers nationwide each day. And finally, they deliver unit doses of radiopharmaceuticals to 90% of U.S. hospitals within 3 hours. Next, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Cardinal Health's primary data center, which is also in Dublin, Ohio. Their primary data center has over 12,000 square feet, and almost 11,000 square feet is raised floor. There is an additional 9,000 square feet dedicated to electrical infrastructure support systems. The primary data center supports pharmaceutical distribution order flow processing, which is Cardinal Health's largest business unit. There are 27 pharmaceutical distribution centers across the continental U.S. that depend on the primary data center in Dublin, Ohio. This data center supports other Cardinal business units also as part of a shared services organization. A little bit more information about Cardinal's primary data center. The operations are staffed 24/7 by 365 days a year. They monitor all networking for pharmaceutical distribution and business units within the continental U.S. They monitor environmentals for the Dublin data center. They have various monitoring tools for critical production applications. We have escalation and notification processes and procedures to support business unit applications. And we have secure access so that we may avoid any unplanned events. The next slide is a photo of Cardinal's Enterprise Command Center in the Dublin Data Center. We monitor up to 40 different applications. We monitor up to 40 applications in the primary data center. We provide network monitoring for pharmaceutical distribution and domestic lines of business. We also monitor weather for potential outages or issues in the continental U.S. And finally, we provide application business processing. When considering a business case for upgrading an electrical infrastructure, one of the key components is understanding the consequences of downtime. Cardinal Health's businesses depend on their IT systems, and lives depend on our business. The impacts of downtime can be catastrophic. Just to mention a few, the estimated cost of downtime is approximately $116,000 per minute. Other impacts include shutting down pharmaceutical distribution operations, potential lost orders. Downtime can result in penalties on customer contracts. Downtime can create a poor customer goodwill situation. And finally, not delivering on time may carry SLA impacts with financial consequences. After considering the consequences of downtime, we next look at what were the key goals behind an infrastructure upgrade. Things to consider were our sales had increased nearly $6 billion between 1994 and the $75 billion that Cardinal reported in 2005. So astronomical growth was a key component of that. And Cardinal Health's growth necessitated both capacity and availability upgrades. Our leadership was forward-thinking and proactive and understood the importance of ensuring uptime and reviewing issues related to capacity and availability. Another key component is we wanted to eliminate single points of failure to our mission-critical applications. We also wanted the ability to manage our electrical infrastructure maintenance without causing any risk in our environment. Today, more and more computers are being manufactured with dual power supplies, and nearly 60% of the computers at the time of the upgrade at Cardinal Health were dual-corded. So at the time of the upgrade, Cardinal Health had a Tier 1 single bus infrastructure that had many single points of failure. We found that our UPS batteries were reaching the end of their useful life, and we had very little visibility on many of the events in our environment. So, looking at the slide, some of the key goals were to improve our fault tolerance for critical information processing. We wanted to enhance the adaptability. We had a single UPS that was over 80% of full capacity, and industry standard says you don't want to exceed that 80% rule of thumb. And we knew that over the next couple of years, we would go over that 100% threshold, hence a risk to our critical loads. We had four PDUs on our floor space, and our circuit breaker space was limited. Again, we needed additional circuit breakers so that we could add more systems in our environment as a result of our growth. Our organization of cabling under the floor was less than desirable. Our infrastructure documentation required some improvements, and we use this as an opportunity to do that, to understand what we had available, what kind of power, what circuits they ran from, and so forth, and use this as an opportunity to create a database to monitor that. We also wanted to enhance our ability to perform preventive maintenance. With a single UPS and going into maintenance bypass, any time we perform preventive maintenance on the UPS meant we were at risk on our loads as we were running on utility power. And then finally, we wanted to increase our visibility and controls across the enterprise to be in compliance with Sarbanes-Oxley. The next slide is a graphical one-line representation of our upgrade from a Tier 1 to a Tier 4 dual bus infrastructure. So our new design, including dual UPS with dual generators. Generators are all backed up by battery. We have redundant Liebert air conditioners located in the equipment rooms, which include the UPS room as well as the computer room. We also have a dual emergency power off system, and we added and enhanced our enterprise monitoring tool with Liebert SiteScan Web. Looking at the drawing, you can see that we have two buses of power, bus A and bus B. We have a single source, which is indicated by load, static transfer switches, which give us the ability to transfer over to each bus of power. Those are backed up by generators. Generator is backed up by battery, which allows us to absorb the critical load while the generator is ramping up. And we also have the capability of running each bus through a UPS system. We upgraded our current UPS from a 450 kVA UPS to two dual 750 kVA UPSs, and those are backed up by two 2,000 kilowatt diesel generators. In short, you can see in the box, our predicted availability improved to nearly 6/9 of availability. So the main point here is that many of our single points of failure in our electrical infrastructure were eliminated. Next, we want to spend a moment talking about our infrastructure monitoring. It certainly doesn't make any sense to upgrade your electrical infrastructures to nearly 6/9 of availability, but not have any visibility into your systems. We viewed this as a very incremental, low-cost spend in order to make sure that we had the right level of visibility into our infrastructure. So the key business driver for our monitoring plan was that it allows for real-time visibility to all power events. And of course, the strategy is to monitor our infrastructure monitoring, which I'll talk about in a little bit how we've expanded our scope of infrastructure monitoring. The solution is we installed Liebert SiteScan Web, so we have a web-based tool now that we can use over the internet to look at our monitoring. And that's really useful, I might add. Perhaps if we're home, we get called by an operations personnel, they have a question on our monitoring, we're able to go in over the internet and take a look at and see exactly what they're seeing. We use SiteScan Web to monitor all of our infrastructure power systems. That includes our computer room air conditioners, PDUs, static transfer switches, automatic transfer switches, expansion cabinets, and so forth. We've added monitoring points for other environmental conditions as well, including subfloor leak detection and door contact closures. As part of our monitoring upgrade, we also purchased and installed a predictive tool for battery monitoring that allows us to see any issue with any cell in our battery strings. The next slide depicts a picture and gives you a little bit of an understanding about our enterprise environmental visibility through SiteScan Web. The star denotes Columbus, Ohio, which is where our Dublin data center is. We also monitor a number of other points. We have failover capability to monitor all three buildings in our Dublin, Ohio location, which are just a few miles away from each other. We have the ability to monitor other remote locations through web-based tools and tie this into our SiteScan product for other Liebert products. For instance, a couple of our new call centers in Sherwood, Arkansas, and Radcliffe, Kentucky. We're able to monitor that electrical equipment as well in our Dublin data center. We're also able to monitor network and other equipment, for instance, in different lines of business. And you can see a couple dots that denote the Houston area and also in San Diego. We've added a number of different page views and SiteScan web for these remote locations. We also have a manager of managers tool, which is HP OpenView Operations. We've repointed our SiteScan web so that any event in SiteScan is automatically reported into OpenView Operations. We're in the process of developing intelligent message policies that allow us to act on instruction sets. But until that is developed, we also have the capability of doing an auto launch into a trouble ticketing tool. Our trouble ticketing tool is Clarify. So the event is captured in our trouble ticketing tool, Clarify. We're able to assign any trouble ticket to anyone that performs any kind of action on any one of our systems. And this is our enterprise monitoring strategy. For critical alerts that result in an outage of power, we employ a service restoration team, or SRT for short. That allows us to take quick action, and we have an escalated call-out process to all of our critical resources to say we need to bring our critical systems in line first. Obviously, power would be at the base of all of our critical systems. The next slide shows a graphical representation of our computer room floor plan layout. And this is how it's represented in SiteScan Web. Around the perimeter of the room, you'll see PDUs, stack transfer switches, and computer room air conditioners. These were all laid out in a zone configuration. Today, we have 5 zones in our computer room environment. Each of those zones has dual PDUs, also has a static transfer switch, and expansion cabinet. All of that equipment is monitored, as well as under the floor leak detection and door closures in that environment. So by way of testimonial, we had a number of different events in our electrical infrastructure. In July and August of 2004, we had many utility power outages. Some of those could have been simple brownouts. Some of those of longer duration, where we literally failed over to both generators and ran on generator for an extended period of time. In October, we had a UPS breaker fail. In October of 2004, we also had a communications failure in one of our PDUs. In November of 2004, we performed the first of 2 annual full system electrical infrastructure tests. Also in November of 2004, we had a PDU breaker that required replacement. In July of 2005, we had a sustained utility outage that lasted 45 minutes. And then in November of 2005, we performed the second of our full system electrical infrastructure tests. The point being in all of these events is that the system worked as it was designed. As equipment was brought down, we were able to capture that in our SiteScan monitoring logs. The next slide is an example of battery monitoring, and you can see a high resistance cell that's exceeded a threshold. This is an Albeers monitoring tool. As I mentioned before, we use battery monitoring to make sure that all of our cells are intact. Hence, if we ever have to fail over to generator, we need to know that our batteries are available to support our critical loads, and that's calculated to support up to 30 minutes. The next several slides, I'd like to share a few examples of events that we have incurred in our infrastructure and how we are able to respond to each of those events. I think it would be naive to say, no matter what kind of equipment you purchase, you'll never have an event in your environment. So it's important to have a strategy in place and a monitoring tool to capture those events so that you can act on your strategy. The first event was in September of 2005. We had a low resistance alarm, and that was displayed in yellow on our battery monitoring tool. We were able to call the service provider, and we verified the problem. The problem was a poor contact connection on one of the batteries. The connection was torqued, and the problem was solved. The key point with resolving the bad battery contact was we didn't want to be negligent as an organization and accept a low resistance alert, even though we knew that there wasn't any potential impact to our critical load. We want to have an aggressive organization that responds to alerts immediately to make sure that our equipment is never at risk and is highly available. The next event I'd like to share with you is a generator problem. The event was in March of 2006, and it involved our second generator. The second generator registered an alert signifying that the heater core was below the 85-degree low set point. We received the alert and site scan. The resolution was the heater core required replacement. Many of you on the call, I'm sure, know what a heater core does. But for those of you who might not, the heater core must be at least 85 degrees so you do not need cold cranking amps to start the generator. So in short, the problem was fixed. We avoided a frozen core and a misstart on a generator. The next event involved our precision air conditioners. In July of 2004, I mentioned that we had a power outage. During that power outage, we received high head pressure alarms on all 10 of our computer room air conditioners that outline the perimeter of our computer room. The root cause, as I mentioned, was a loss of power due to multiple brownouts. After three power events, the units locked themselves out, and this is a fail-safe so the condenser pumps do not blow. The resolution of the event was a physical reset was performed on all 10 computer room air conditioner units. Since then, we've installed automatic transfer switches on all 10 computer room air conditioners. The point of that was to absorb the brownout conditions as well as providing dual bus environments for all computer room air conditioners. And again, the problem was caught before the ambient temperature rose, so none of our critical systems went offline. The next event was something that occurred in March of 2006 with some of our OpenCom EM monitors. We have two new call centers that I mentioned earlier, one in Sherwood, Arkansas, one in Radcliffe, Kentucky. The call center in Sherwood, Arkansas, received a forced power down due to human intervention. The OpenCom device was configured to detect the condition in the enterprise data center, and the chiller was powered back on. There was no loss of critical equipment, as once again, we were able to capture this through our enterprise monitoring platform. Then the final event I'd like to share with you is probably a little more humorous, but if you work in a data center environment, anything that's at risk to your environment, you won't find so humorous. The event date was approximately 6 years ago. I was not with Cardinal Health at that point in time, and the event type was that we received water in the data center, which, as all of you know, is a real no-no. There was a cleaning crew that was performing power washing in the men's restroom, which resulted in water seeping into the floor of the data center under the raised floor environment. Our leak detection was able to detect that and site scan, and the water was cleaned up. Once again, we had no resulting outage to any of our critical pieces of equipment, and nor was any of the electrical infrastructure gear damaged. All right, in summation, I'd just like to make a couple key points to leave you with. Our predictive monitoring was a key component to the data center electrical infrastructure business case. It doesn't make sense to spend multi-million dollars to upgrade your infrastructure, eliminate all single points of failure, bring it to a tier level 4, nearly 6 nines of availability, without the ability to monitor all the critical components in your infrastructure. The cost relative to the overall business case, in my mind, was negligible. Our predictive monitoring plays a critical role in managing potential environmental issues, not only in our Dublin data center, but as we continue to unfold the environmental monitoring picture and increase the scope of what environmental monitoring is. The SiteScan monitoring system has been built out to include infrastructure in several other locations, including two others in Dublin, Ohio, and also the two call centers in Sherwood, Arkansas, and Radcliffe, Kentucky, that I mentioned previously. And then finally, SiteScan monitoring is just such a key component in our enterprise management portfolio. As I mentioned earlier, we use a manager of managers approach with our OpenView operations tool to capture all enterprise-wide events. Our SiteScan monitoring tool is pointed up into our OpenView tool, and we are able to issue trouble tickets in order to make sure that our issues are responded to appropriately and the issues are closed, and we have the appropriate level documentation in our history whenever an issue should occur. We'd like to thank you for your time today.